Subtle exclusionary actions. C's. Everyone engages in acts of exclusion, often due to ignorance or unconscious bias. Each act of exclusion involves a specific individual or group as the subject, whether they are present or not. The individual committing the act is referred to as the initiator, while those who advocate for the target of bias are known as allies. Conversely, individuals who choose not to speak up are considered bystanders. Inclusive corporate environments emphasize the importance of recognizing and addressing acts of exclusion as they occur. Initiators must acknowledge their wrongdoing and commit to improvement rather than becoming defensive. Embracing inclusion not only enhances job performance, but also fosters greater collaboration and increases employee retention within companies. Recognize subtle acts of exclusion, SAEs. Obvious discrimination and structural exclusion are easier to identify than SAEs, sometimes called microaggressions. This term is misleading because people who commit these acts aren't necessarily aggressive, and the impact of using discriminatory phrases or actions isn't small. Someone who asks a Filipino, "What are you?" may be curious, but the question implies you're not normal. Someone who tells an African American, "I don't even see you as black," may intend to be complimentary, but dismissing a person's identity is hurtful. People who commit SAEs can imply that another person is invisible, inadequate, or abnormal. They can suggest that the other person is not a part of an in-group and could be a burden or a threat. Reflect on personal experiences of subtle marginalization. Reflect on a time when you felt excluded due to your gender, ethnicity, race, or income status, as recalling these experiences can help you recognize when to stand up as an ally. Additionally, consider how you responded when someone confronted you about a subtle act of exclusion, SAE, you committed. You may have initially denied the accusation or apologized excessively. Take action as an ally. When you choose to act as an ally, you demonstrate your firm stance against SAEs. Politely inform the initiator of their unintended offense and why it holds significance. However, it's important not to publicly embarrass them, as this could lead to a negative outcome and prolong the resolution process, potentially jeopardizing the relationship. Instead, follow up with the initiator privately to mitigate any negative impact of addressing their actions. If the individual affected by the SAE was present, offer your support and willingness to listen if needed. Acknowledging both the person affected and the incident itself is crucial, as avoiding the topic may exacerbate their distress. Request a pause for respectful dialogue when facing exclusion. In organizations striving to address subtle acts of exclusion, SAEs, team members might establish a designated word or phrase to indicate the importance of awareness or the need to pause and address a misstep. As an observer, recognize that while the SAE may not have directly affected you, you are committed to speaking up when such instances occur. It's essential to acknowledge that everyone harbors unconscious biases. When encountering inappropriate remarks, refrain from assuming the offender's intentions regarding racism, sexism, ageism, or homophobia. Instead, invite them to engage in an open conversation focused on learning and promoting inclusion. When encountering a statement that makes you uncomfortable, take the opportunity to explain the specific aspect of the statement or behavior that caused discomfort. Following this acknowledgement, it's important to recognize that the initiator may not have been aware of committing the slight. Either you or the individual who experienced discrimination should then articulate why the comment or behavior was problematic. Expect the initiator to demonstrate effort in understanding and rectifying their actions. If you are the subject of the SAE, it's natural to feel sadness or anger. If the immediate conversation isn't feasible due to time constraints or emotional impact, agree to discuss the matter at a later time, ensuring that this conversation takes place. Commit to making a genuine effort to avoid similar SAEs in the future. accountability for subtle acts of exclusion in organizations. In diverse teams, it's inevitable to encounter subtle acts of exclusion. Anticipate and equip yourself to address them. Embracing the understanding that mistakes are part of human nature can help remove judgment from interventions. Your organization bears a legal responsibility to safeguard employees from discrimination and prioritize their mental and emotional well-being. Create a company culture where individuals feel empowered to address subtle acts of exclusion. Enable human resource officers to intervene constructively when necessary. Unchecked thoughtless behavior can alienate talented individuals, making accountability policies essential in preventing this outcome. Executive leadership plays a crucial role in driving company-wide efforts toward diversity and inclusion. As a leader, familiarize yourself with subtle acts of exclusion and emphasize a zero-tolerance stance against discrimination in any form. Recognize and appreciate individuals who initiate conversations about SAEs, setting an example for handling such incidents. If your company lacks an SAE policy, propose to top management to adopt one or implement it within your team. Gender or sexuality frequently serve as triggers for SAEs. The terminology surrounding sex and gender can be confusing. Biological sex refers to the sex assigned at birth, while gender pertains to societal perceptions of roles associated with biological sex. Cisgender individuals identify with the gender corresponding to their biological sex, while those who don't may identify as transgender. Transgender individuals may modify their appearance to match their gender identity and prefer corresponding gender pronouns. Some individuals reject traditional gender categories and identify as gender nonconforming or gender fluid, opting for gender neutral pronouns like they/them or Z. Employees who experience discrimination, harassment, or encounter inappropriate behavior in the workplace may feel unwelcome. Team members should be proactive in addressing biased actions, such as when a male colleague receives credit for a female colleague's idea. To mitigate subtle acts of exclusion, SAEs, during meetings, implement policies ensuring equal speaking opportunities for everyone. Practice active listening without interruptions. Respect boundaries regarding personal matters and refrain from making assumptions about coworkers. Advancement toward diversity objectives begins with individual awareness of biases and their potential impact on others. Religion can be a delicate topic, particularly in cases of religious dominance. Religion holds significant importance for many individuals. Although they may have colleagues who are atheists or agnostics, acknowledging neither belief in a deity nor a denial of its existence. In the United States, Christianity's influence extends to culture and even corporate holidays, yet companies must also accommodate employees of diverse faiths. For example, when David's company scheduled a crucial meeting on Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest holiday, he faced a dilemma. He could either request rescheduling, miss the meeting, or interrupt his time with family to attend after synagogue. This scenario parallels asking Christians to attend a meeting on Christmas. Fortunately, David's company's diversity and inclusion committee intervened, requesting the meeting organizers to reschedule. While this resolved David's immediate predicament, the company still requires policies that honor the important holidays of every religion. Enhanced comfort with SAE policies. In an organization with established subtle acts of exclusion, SAE, practices and policies, David might have felt more at ease requesting a change in the meeting date from the organizers. The committee could have circulated a reminder not to schedule meetings on religious holidays, aligning with corporate inclusion objectives. Zara, a Muslim woman who wears a hijab, encountered persistent SAEs at her workplace. These included challenges with accessing suitable food at gatherings, finding a space for daily prayers, and addressing questions about her head covering. Following President Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslim immigration, Zara noticed a framed picture of the president on a colleague's desk. While she wondered if this signaled her coworker viewed her as a threat, She also recognized that many individuals support their national leader beyond specific political policies. When personal political beliefs clash with corporate inclusion policies, SAE accountability programs can direct an organization's response. These guidelines emphasize respect and encompass principles such as assuming good intent, fostering curiosity and empathy instead of defensiveness, and actively listening to all perspectives. Implicit bias can be triggered by age-related issues. Both baby boomers and millennials encounter age-related stereotyping. Millennials are often unfairly labeled as lazy and overly attached to their smartphones, while boomers may face assumptions of frailty, absent-mindedness, and ineptitude with technology. When interacting with these distinct workplace cohorts, it's crucial to approach each individual with openness and a willingness to learn, recognizing that no single person can represent an entire age group. Consider the case of Linda, aged 51, who underwent several interviews for a position where her experience was an ideal fit. Despite her qualifications, the company rejected her on the basis that she wouldn't align with the predominantly millennial workforce's culture. This decision implicitly conveyed the message, "You don't belong here." Implementing a blind resume process could mitigate such exclusionary outcomes. Engage in ED conversations with curiosity and openness. Corporate guidelines addressing subtle acts of exclusion offer numerous benefits, including nurturing trust and collaboration, fostering a conducive environment for feedback, promoting inclusivity among all individuals, and instilling a culture characterized by transparency, interpersonal civility, and accountability. To broaden one's perspective on various cultural, religious, racial, and gender viewpoints, individuals can engage in intentional acts of inclusion, such as diversifying the media they consume. Trust your innate ability to discern when someone's words or actions are not appropriate, and listen to your inner voice of wisdom. Cultivating empathy and consistently taking positive actions contribute to the creation of a more equitable world. Key points. 1. Recognize and address subtle exclusionary actions, SEAs, in diverse workplaces with empathy and accountability. 2. Emphasize the importance of inclusive corporate environments to address acts of exclusion and enhance collaboration. 3. Be aware of subtle acts of exclusion, SAEs, such as microaggressions and their impact on individuals. 4. Cultivate empathy by reflecting on personal experiences of marginalization and exclusion. 5. Act as allies to combat SAEs, offering support and understanding to those affected. 6. Establish accountability within organizations to address SAEs and promote inclusivity. 7. Engage in conversations about equity, diversity, and inclusion with curiosity and openness, fostering growth and learning.